Rosie and the Ex-Soldier, Part 3. The thought of you wanting your freedom again when your broken wings are strong made my blood run cold. But I go outside and I finish sorting out the animals and watering the veg patch. But then I hear shouting, something from indoors. I run back in. I see you laying there, thrashing your arms around. The covers have been flung dangerously near the fire and your face is contorted in pain. You let out a blood-curdling scream and I drop to my knees and grab your shoulders to wake you. You're dreaming. Wake up! Oh, honey, you're safe now, you're safe. Shh! You're safe, Drew, you're safe. I see now why you need to be far away from other people. You have vivid and very frightening nightmares. You're calmer in coming awake. You've screamed the same words I heard before. Go away, you'll die here. It wasn't a threat, it was a warning. Oh, my heart goes out to you. I had maybe terrible dreams like these, but I had help. You poor broken man, you need somebody to help you. I stroke your hand and your brow, and your towel and cover were strewn about. You're laying naked and sweating. You open your eyes, and when you focus on my voice saying your name and me shhing you, you look like a distressed child and you put your hand down and I hold your chest. You look away and I see you trying not to sob. Your body almost shakes, your red face. Honey, let it out, you can trust me. I lay down next to you and hold your body. You can tell me anything. If it's near the surface, it needs to come out. You can face it with me if you want to. I'm here. Tell me what you need to let out. You turn towards me and bury your face in my neck and sob your heart out for a few minutes and my heart breaks for you. I just stroke your hair and hold it in a bunch like you responded to before. You hold me so tightly, laying on your side, and the emotion you're expressing, it makes me kiss your head, and I kiss the hair on it. I stroke it, and I kiss your cheek and your face, and you turn to rest your cheek on my soft, full breasts on my t-shirt. It's soft, and it seems to help you. And your breathing starts to be more regular. Oh, I just keep saying your name and kissing you and stroking and teasing your hair. I feel a change in your mood. The fact that you're quite naked is distracting. Curled up against me, you are gorgeous. You look up at me slowly, moving your head and you meet my eyes with yours. And then you just begin to tell me a story, the way you relied on those friends and how they gave their lives for you. You had to lay for a day, injured, feverish, and racked with guilt before you were found. Oh, God. When you speak of the deaths, you can't look at me. But you speak shakily until you can look back. That empty hole your friends left has been swallowing you up ever since. I don't say a word till you've finished speaking. You pull the cover, and it's over both of us. We just lay silently. I feel so privileged to be the one that you could tell. You've given me a deep trust. I kiss your cheek again, and you look up and kiss my mouth. Suddenly kissing me so passionately, so hard. Wet, hot tears fall on me as you hold me and kiss. I feel your need to be comforted. You seem to need this embrace like a life preserver, clinging to me, kissing me like your life depends on it. I pull air roughly in through my nose. I start to return your kisses and I feel your tongue and it strokes my lips. And my tongue is like electricity. And I realise I'm panting from this intensity. This has to be the most passionate kiss of my life. The emotion is building and building. I'm hot and you're on top of me. I'm still wearing my Wellington boots. A wet, cold mud is stuck to them and your feet touch the cold. It seems to wake you up. Your kiss stops, though I still have my eyes closed for a second, feeling the joy of it. I open my eyes and you look deep into me. Oh, you roll back and shiver a little. The kiss was as intense for you and filled with need. You wrap your arms around yourself like you're in the fetal position, and I sit up. I'm stroking your forehead slowly and smiling, and I cover you up again. Your eyes are closing as I feel the calm returning already. The force of that emotion has just taken everything from you and you fall back to sleep. I've never had such an intense rush with a man. I sit for a few minutes just absorbing what happened to me then. What happened to us. Later on, I'm standing daydreaming. I look out to the tree line and I imagine your familiar shape that stands there some nights in that long baggy pair of rough khakis and the long beard, just close enough for a brief moment so I see you. I often wonder if you're going to come and see me, but you just seem to check in, a quick presence and then go, so skittish, like a deer looking and then retreating back into the wild. I feel warm remembering that passionate kiss that lit up my whole body. A moaning sigh comes from me as I relive it. I'm standing at the sink, still with my hands in the soapy dishwater, and suddenly you're there. You're really here with me. I can't help smiling as you embrace me tightly behind me. I feel a burn of desire when I realise you're still naked and you're pressing an erection into the small of my back. I haven't been able to stop thinking about you in the way I felt as you spoke, telling me some of that pain you have. I gasp to feel you by my ear whispering. It makes my heart jump. Oh, you're awake. It's well into the afternoon now. You've slept for 8 hours. I reach for the hand towel after placing a breakfast bowl on the drainer with a crunchy china clock. Drying my hands, I turn to you and turning in your arms, face with your dry lips that are smiling. God, you're so attractive. This is making me hot and it's unfamiliar to feel like this. My body is getting better each time you induce this feeling, but I quickly fill with warmth and wetness. It's making me blush. This primal response I keep having for you. I feel all tongue-tied and shy. When you ask about my husband, though, a shot of steel goes up my back, straightening me and causing my voice to blurt out. He's not really buried there. He's not buried anywhere. I look down at your hairy chest and the dimple where your shoulder meets the muscle. I've got some stew ready for you. I've made it to build you back up. Come on, let's sit down. I gesture my head towards the big bleached kitchen table. It would be so much easier if you just sat and ate it and didn't ask questions. You don't move, though. You want my trust. For me to trust you with my pain. I swallow and look up, feeling the blood drain from me as the feeling of loss still causes that awful empty feeling to come. You tell me you're here too for me. Your words echo the ones from that incredible moment earlier this morning. I can't hide from you. Something makes me realise I don't want to hide. Not anymore, not from you. we have something. We made it something, a trust, a love. I hate emotions. I hate feeling them. It's so much easier not to feel about my head, but your hand lifts my chin to make me meet your eyes this time. I try to think of a quick, dismissive way out of this, but the truth is I haven't spoken about my loss to anyone for a long time. I only felt better before when I unloaded on my sister and talked through my hate and my fears, and so I start to tell you. You see, I hated him. I hated my husband. I hated him for leaving me. We had an accident, a car accident. He was killed and I wasn't. I didn't want to be here alone. It's my turn for a big fat tear to roll down my cheek. He was in a... It was a fireball. The whole thing blew apart. My voice breaks as the familiar lump in my throat forms. You tighten your hug again. I hated him for the longest time, for not letting me die too. I hold you and my hands are on your bare back and I begin to stroke up and down as I want to stroke my pain away. My fingertips touch the dent above your cheeks and the top of the crease there between your cheeks. I move my fingers away, but this is so intimate. I feel like I'm the one that's naked, though it's you that's undressed. You listen to my story and sense the pain in my words. You're nervous. I can feel it in your fingertips. But you just hold me gently and tell me that you're sorry about my loss. And you kiss the top of my head and I smile. Deep breath. Yes. Of course you can stay for longer. You're not better yet, are you? I'm glad you're not so feverish. That your heart's thumping faster. You need to know you can stay and you need that reassurance. You turn around, see the food that I've put in a bowl now, and sit down. You look a bit embarrassed. The lump in my throat for my lost husband made me struggle to swallow. I'm not prepared for the feelings that happened next. You kiss me, and you... When you take your warmth away and sit down, it's the most terrible feeling of loss. But not my husband's, of yours. The warmth, the pressure of your body on me was... Now I'm cooling. Your erection, which I've felt more than once, form and dig into me. It feels like the strings of my heart are tightly connected to you. And as you move away and sit, they wrench, and I'm in pain. And I'm left cooled by the lack of your hug. I stare at you in disbelief of the emotion I've invested in you. You pick up the spoon and begin to eat my food. My love went in that food. I toiled on the very dirt and soil it grew in. I watered and weeded and dug and peeled and cooked it for your lips to taste, to nourish you today. I want to fill you up with all I am. My hands are leaning back on the sink as it dawns on me. I'm here standing weak and yet so powerfully suddenly full of love. Oh, fuck me. What's happening? It is love. It's just suddenly sprung up when I wasn't paying attention. Sprung from the man here before me, so naked and so fucking attractive. Still open-mouthed, I feel my mouth water. I watch as you enjoy my food. You eat like you haven't tasted food for weeks. And you kissed me on the floor like you hadn't tasted a woman for years. I feel this desire for you. I'm in just as much hunger for love that's been missing from my life. I thought I'd never find a love as intense and I'd have to starve the rest of my life. I hated life for making me hunger for it. You look up at me and blush. Steal your sore cheeks and neck where I've shaved you. I close my mouth in an attempt to swallow again and the lump there has dwindled. I try to form words. My eyes are the only things working. Another big fat tear, but not of grief. It's some sort of, it's joy or something creeping up over my body, eating my loins for you, up over my stomach, the nerves like a wave travelling up and up, over my breasts, up my neck, till my voice suddenly sounds out. Okay, honey, I made this for you. But you don't see the connection. I don't mind the food. I don't mean the food. I mean the space in my life. I can't bring myself to explain. Why would you want a woman like me anyway? Self-doubt of epic proportions suddenly swamps me. What am I thinking about? Stupid thoughts. I sigh and go through to my room, still with a soggy dishcloth in my hand. I have to go there and try and get my head and my heart together. A whimper escapes me as I leave the room and I know I rush on so you won't see the way I've scared myself. Can't be in love, I can't. Stupid. Anyway, I can't face the pain of it again. I run and land on my bed like a petulant teenager and sob. Sob for my heart that broke, and my heart is bleeding again as the scar opens to let you in. I'm bleeding inwardly and crying like I've never cried since he died. What do I do? You're not sure what to do. There's the beginnings of rain on the roof and the trees. You sit there for a moment. The pace of the rain increases. Then you walk through to see where I am. You see me on the bed and sit next to me. Oh, I'm sorry, it must be a lack of sleep or something. I just had to let a few tears out. No, you're right. It wasn't you. You didn't upset me. No, you didn't. No. Yeah, it's fine. You can stay. I wear my hard face out to the world and you've just seen under my armour. Things felt complicated, you know, when you kissed me. You lay next to me, and I take your hand, and it settles on my body. I feel this hunger and empty, hollow ache for you. I've sobbed hard, and there we're on our sides looking at each other. The words of want spilled out of my heart. haven't been with a man for a long time. Your words seem to flood your mouth too. I'm sure you're saying things, but I can't hear what they are. Turn on to my back as if your eyes are burning me and I close my red ones. Your hand takes my shirt and flips the fabric, exposing my soft tummy. I feel your rounded rough fingertips circling my navel. Such a gentle, beautiful movement. It calms me. And I turn my head and open my eyes. A final tear brims over as my head turns and you kiss my cheek and you kiss the tear away. I move my head closer and kiss your moistened lip, my tears still salty on them. And then a deeper kiss as your hand runs under my clothes and around me, and I'm pulled back over and close, moulding to you. Bare, hot skin in your naked eyes, and they open and see my desire reflected in them. Oh, God. Oh, Drew. A breathless whisper as I almost silently say your name and kiss my... My free hand travels all the way up your back and hooks your shoulder, as if I would slide down the bed if you didn't anchor me. My other arm bent, trapped between us, but flat on your chest. Minutes of passionate kissing condense into this one kiss, and your hand slides down to squeeze my bum under the loose cotton trousers. The elastic waistband easily yields to your hand and wrist, and I feel the pull, your hand pushing me to your hips. I'd kicked off my boots before, and I break the kiss long enough to say, I want you. I want you now. And I know you want this too, as your body, your manhood is quite erect and touching my exposed belly. I roll again on my back, pushing my trousers down in a small brief moment. I leave my sensible white panties on too, and then, realizing the insanity, I just push them down and lift my hips. One quick wriggle and my bent knees and I'm almost naked. You push me further over and run a hand up my spine to my bra, the shirt over my head and the hair pushed up too, exposing my bare neck. You kiss it. You kiss my back. I'm held for a moment, arms and my head bowing, bound up in my top. I pause as the kisses touch the most sensitive part, the hairline, your breath. It's on that usually sheltered spot. I moan as you do this, moan like I've never been kissed, but the heat from your lovely kisses on the hard bone of my neck makes my head pull back and out of the shirt. I push the rest away, the bra with it, and you close the gap between us. Hot legs behind mine, spooning, kissing my shoulder, your hand on my arm and the other pushing my hair up, stretching my neck again, like my neck is meant to curve over. Oh. Your hand presses me down my shoulder blades, flat on the bed. My hips still side on and twisted as you begin to take me under. I'm yours now, both so naked, so vulnerable. Not because we lost our clothes, but because we saw each other and reached out. I twist back to you, and your thigh is over my right leg. Its rough hairs run up my soft skin. I'm panting and you're about to make me feel so good. Breasts. Hard nipples, rubbery and springy to the touch of your mouth. I look as you open your mouth and devour my right breast. Your wet tongue leads to it. Oh, I'm helpless, but I want that. And my high-pitched gasps turn deeper into the urging. And you suckle on me and make me pulse. You call me sweetheart. And you tell me I'm giving you what you want me to give. Your body is the opposite of everything I'd come to know. Not at all rough and rugged as I'd grown accustomed to. Your skin was soft. Your muscles hard. Oh. I could feel my jaw open. I couldn't believe we were here. You're so erotic. And I'm nurturing you. Ah, your hand on my breast. You roll the nipple between your fingers. And I run my fingers through your hair, stroking the sensitive skin. Ah, your mouth comes off my breast with a pop. And you look into my eyes as your finger pushes. Push inside me. I want to taste you. Ah, but you want to taste me. And you ask me, can you kiss me here? Ah, I'm floating on this wave of delight, tender parts of my body that haven't been touched are all alight. A suction from your mouth makes my back arch and I feel your hand stroking and then I gasp as I feel your fingers so close. I can barely put two thoughts together. I moan loudly, surprising myself. The most urgent part of me screams for the hot, wet mouth you give me. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Fast the words shoot from my mouth. Then slower. Please. Oh, I want to feel everything with you. Everything. My hand runs into your hair and holds it behind your ears, even as you move down my body. Pulsing. So intense. Feeling your naked body, the touch of your hard cock on my leg. I'm sighing so hard. Watching this like slow motion as you get between my legs and I'm trembling all over. Your first touch is such a sting of pleasure. The way your lips sip me. Oh! And your hot wet tongue begins to lick so gently. I can't help my knee coming up instinctively. The thigh next to your ear. Your hands come around it and hold firmly. I tilt and raise my pelvis. I can't control myself as you teach me again how good a man can make me feel. I'm pulsing and each pulse gets stronger. And then one outstanding pulse makes me cry out. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. It's only a few more moments before the tongue pushing and the licks get so strong. I need to push you away. Handfuls of hair, I try to push your head back. You moan at the sound of it and the reverberations from your testosterone-shaped cords make me push your head back close. Moan, moan, oh God, yeah. Growl, growl, enjoy me. Breathless words, I'm panting, and your speed is faster and more earnest. I'm so lost in all of this, and suddenly, as suddenly as I've ever known it, an orgasm hits me so fucking hard. I look at you as I gurgle and fight the noise, my face rushing with pressure. The pressure as you make me feel total bliss. Oh!